This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that China and Russia both pose urgent military and technological threats to NATO. Following talks with NATO foreign ministers Wednesday, Blinken said the two superpowers were willing to use aggressive non-military actions, including cyber attacks and disinformation, to threaten the shared values within NATO. NATO's mission in Afghanistan was also featured high on the agenda, with U.S. troops set to withdraw by May 1st under a peace deal signed by the Trump administration and the Taliban in 2020. Blinken said the situation is under review and the U.S. would consult with NATO allies. North Korea conducted an apparent short-range ballistic missile test early Thursday, its first such launch during U.S. President Joe Biden's administration. Japan's prime minister said the North fired two ballistic missiles that fell outside of Japan's waters. This is North Korea's first ballistic missile test in about a year, although it had more recently fired smaller projectiles. The launches come as the Biden administration is in the final stages of its North Korea policy review and has repeatedly spoken of its desire to renew diplomacy with the North. Pyongyang has said it is not interested in talks until the U.S. drops its hostile policy, a reference to sanctions, military exercises, and other U.S. activities on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea has boycotted talks over a year and seems intent on ramping up pressure on Washington. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, via remote.